Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Fort Atkinson is a multifaceted guitar shop offering guitar instruction, new and used guitars and amplifiers, and all accessories. We offer guitar repair of the highest quality. Instead of experiencing the total hassle of a big box store, take the scenic drive to Fort Atkinson and experience what total customer satisfaction is all about. Call 920-723-1733 or visit jeffsguitar.com. Jeff's Guitar Clinic. We love guitars.
So, what a strange time we live in. You know, when I first got to read about Donald Trump, I thought of a guy in Manhattan that had built the Trump Tower that was sort of mover and shaker. He was Atlantic City. He was sort of debonair. And he used to carry on a very different persona than he does now. He kind of almost came off like Christopher Walken, a little aloof, a little distant, a little kind of cunning, a little deadpan. He was kind of mysterious, but actually more interesting than he is now. I don't find him particularly interesting, unless you're studying sociopaths. So, and he's made his money in, you know, primarily high-end stuff, right? Even this airline that was meant for business people to shuttle vodka, expensive steaks, the hotel that he debuted in Washington yesterday, those hotel rooms at a minimum go for $250 a night, up to $800. I mean, that is a classy place. And, you know, people like Keith Olbermann, they've moved out of Trump Tower. They don't want anything to do with him. And yet his name's on a lot of buildings that he didn't build or own. His name's on them, and they're taking a hit. Because he essentially is now the voice of white trash in America. I don't know how to put it any other way other than that he is the voice of white trash in America. You know, there's a string of states that he's doing well in that used to be Democratic white trash. West Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Arkansas. Those all used to be very Democratic. In some cases, they're still Democratic locally, but they're, you know, they're Appalachia and the South. They are Trump's strongest states. That bend of states. Oh, Oklahoma is also a huge Trump state. So anyway, but he's getting hurt. And his new hotel is not going very well. People don't want to stay there because he's white trash. At least he's appealing to white trash. And he's never going to put that genie back in the bottle, ever. I mean, he's a clever guy, but his brand from now on is going to be trash. This is from NBC.
I was about to take the stage here in Kinston, North Carolina. This after, as you said, another unconventional day on the campaign trail that began with a photo op. Now critics are again arguing that Trump is using the attention he gets from his presidential campaign to advertise for his brand.
This is what I want to do for our country.
13 days until the election, trailing in the polls and struggling to stay on message, Donald Trump took a break to advertise his new hotel.
With the notable exception of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, this is the most coveted piece of real estate in Washington, D.C.
It's the 32nd time Trump has taken reporters to one of his properties since announcing. And though the campaign called it a corporate event, he was accompanied by his campaign manager and senior advisors.
Five words: under budget and ahead of schedule.
Proving if it looks and sounds like a stump speech, it probably is a stump speech. Criticism Trump rejected, arguing Clinton was off the trail last night at an Adele concert.
I think it's a very rude question, to be honest with you. And what I do is I want to back my children.
Campaign or commercial, it isn't going well. Trump's high-end business is taking a hit. His star on the Walk of Fame smashed today by a vandal. Reid said Trump's new hotel already slashed. Golfers looking for new courses. A new online poll showing 40% of Americans say they're now less likely to buy Trump products.
He may have to actually reconsider the value proposition of the Trump name. It may be better that he start slapping the Trump name on things that'll be more appealing to his new support base.
Ah, topic for Sly. Topic for Sly. Right there, it fell in my lap. This is why I pan for gold. When I find something like this, I go, yes. Donald Trump. Okay. High-end real estate. Casinos. Expensive vodka. Steaks. Whatever he's been pushing. Ties. Yeah, by the way, you see a lot of people wearing ties to Donald Trump rallies? Suits. And it's not going well for him. He's taking a hit. His rental, very expensive golf courses like Doral. I mean, he's got some beautiful properties. I'll give him that. Other than Trump TV, which we discussed the other day, what is it time for Donald Trump, considering his new constituency, to start marketing? I mean, mostly Donald Trump likes to make money for himself. He likes to dabble in things. He likes things where he can get attention. And I just think it's time for Donald Trump to start selling things that the people that love him will buy. So Donald Trump's having some problems with his high-end brands. Now we're going to discuss how the Trump name should be used in the future, considering what he's built over the last year and a half. New items that you can slap the Trump name on, considering his constituency. Dick in Madison, you're on the Big FM 93.7.
I'm not trying to disparage people that live in trailer parks. I really don't. But he needs to build like a 10-story building in a trailer park with two Camaros on cinder blocks on either side of the lobby.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he needs to sell his leftover hats in there from the election.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Uh-huh. Well, should he use the Polish immigrants again? Bring those in to put up the...
But why not, Sly? I mean, can you just see it like a modest building? You don't want it to do something like you do in Manhattan.
No.
In a trailer park.
No, this is...
Eight or ten stories.
Uh-huh.
Mixed use.
Right.
No, lower level will have, kind of a store that, like I said, sells NASCAR things.
Just on the outskirts of Ashland, Kentucky. You bet. That sounds wonderful. Bill, you're on the one, the Big FM 93.7.
How about the new Trump ramen?
The Trump ramen. Explain.
Yeah. Well, the Chinese, he gets together with them, and they come out with their new brand.
The
truffle flavored ramen noodles.
Oh, those sound wonderful.
Well, or the new Trump chassis belt with the no grip Velcro.
Well, I really hope Ivanka's listening today and writing these down.
Well, hers is diamond plated, of course.
Of course, so.
Of course.
Those are both wonderful ideas. By the way, I was thinking of. Do you think that there's still a market for Trump lawn jockeys? Jack in Wanakee, you're on the Big FM 93.7. Are you there, Jack?
Hey, macaroni Jack. And right here, Trump macaroni and cheese with that special powdered golden sauce.
Oh, yeah, so it'd be very similar to the hue in his skin.
Evidently, yes.
Yeah. Macaroni. All right, that sounds good. I didn't think people were going to go down the food angle, but that's good. That's good. 888-325-0937. Keith in Rockford, you're on the Big FM 93.7.
Hey, Sly.
Hey, Keith.
I'm having trouble here with your definition of trailer trash or white trash. I mean, cause, you know, I've seen your picture, and you could stand to push away from the table a little bit and maybe get that mop sheared.
Nice.
What is it about Trump support that makes them so bad?
They're racist.
So that makes them white trash, even if it's, say, an African-American that supports him?
Well, I love that. I love the fact that he's got people holding up signs that say blacks for Trump and they're white people. That's my favorite. I mean, if you haven't noticed anything, if you haven't noticed anything unusual about Trump rallies with Trump the bitch signs or jail the bitch signs or white nationalists showing up with the 51st state of Jefferson, we didn't see that with Mitt Romney. That's all new. That's all new to Trump, Keith.
Okay, if you say so, but hey, practice this. President Trump. That's what it's going to be. It's a landslide. I'm predicting for you.
Yeah, you're an idiot. Laverne, you're in the Big FM 93.7.
Hello, Sly.
Hi, Laverne.
Since Trump is such a ladies' man, he should manufacture condoms with his name on them.
Nice. Trump condoms. Well, they'll grab you all right. That's a very, 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 very good. That's a very good idea. We're not going to get too descriptive of those, but that's a very nice Laverne. Very good. 888. I love how somebody's going to like attack me. You know, so girl, look at the way you look. Okay, well, yeah, I have said I border white trash, but I'm not a racist holding signs up at rallies about build the wall. Okay. I'm not impressed by, challenging a president's residency in the country and saying there's a possibility he was born in Kenya. That's what differentiates me from, I'll take a little bit of the white trash label. That's okay. 888-325-0937. We're looking for new Trump products to sell to his base. Terry in Fort Atkinson, you're on the Big FM 93.7.
Hey, Sly, how's it going?
Good.
So I had a couple of thoughts. So one would be used toupees.
Oh, nice. Uh-huh.
Or like toupees from dead people. You know, they don't need them anymore.
Case from dead people. Well, I suppose, you know, once you close the casket lid, you don't really need it on there anymore. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then my second thought was Slim Jims and lime jello.
Slim Jims and lime jello. Wait a minute. Maybe I am white trash. I kind of like Slim Jims. But now Confederate, you know, General Lee Slim Jims? Those could be the Trump model. Don, you're in the Big FM 93.7.
Yeah, Sly, so I got a couple here. You can call, he can make a pizza called Trump Pizza.
Uh-huh.
And make it Trump Potpourri. You never know what you're going to get. Never know what's going to come out of the oven. Something goes in, might not be the thing that comes out.
Wow.
Because you just never know about what he's saying. And then, and most of the time, it smells like, you know, the S word. It tastes like the S word.
Wow, Don.
And then
you're going to offend Keith. One, you're going to offend Keith.
I think, yeah, who was that? The guy before Laverne? Yeah.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Trump? I guess you're blind. Sounds like Dave. But,
Jesus.
There's the best one would be he could start a new foundation,
uh-huh.
Like what they did in the Seinfeld, and call it the Human Fund.
Nice. Well, you're all loaded
for all.
You're loaded for bear. Jeff in Blanchardville, you're in the Big FM 93.7.
Good afternoon, Sly.
Jeff?
Plain and simple, just Trump baloney with his image. His face on every slice.
Nice. Well, now that Oscar Mayer's leaving Wisconsin, I guess we need a new baloney, don't we?
Exactly.
Thank you for calling.
A pound. Thank
Eric
you.
In Stoughton. Go ahead. Eric? Do we have Eric? No. Jeff. Go ahead, Jeff. Are you there, Jeff?
Hello, Sly.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Legos. He can. That way, you can build your own wall if he doesn't become president.
That's very good. Oh man,
you
guys. You guys,
big Legos, you know, about the size of your body.
Yeah.
You can build your own wall.
Right, right. Keep those Mexican rapists out. Is it Jack in Delavan?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Cigarettes.
Oh. It's time we bring those back, isn't it? Old gold Trumps.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Old gold Trumps, you know, just sort of retrobates. They got up there. They're kind of on the... They're moving in the other direction, you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. Jeff in Freeport, go ahead.
A lip balm called My Lips Are Hot and Catcher's Cups for Women.
Wow. Woo. All right, you're our final call on this, Tim. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to go with the Build a Wall Starter Kit. You get 10. You get 10 pieces of cedar fencing, hammer and nail, and when you put the boards up, it says, "I support Trump."
Nice, very good. All right, everybody.
Slysoffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye bye.